Okay, this is George Alpreslian, and we're doing $1 million number 6, $1 million teleseminar from the Have You Manifested $1 Million Yet teleseminar series, and this is our 6th recording in the series. And I was just speaking to the group before we started the recording, the people who have actually come on the call today, saying that, you know, I felt that we're at a certain stage in the middle, where we're in the middle of it now. There's 12 teleseminars altogether. It's not an ongoing thing. At least that's not our plan yet. We might do something, continuing something. But right now the idea is this is an advanced module about for people who are interested in using their thought power to manifest with super effectiveness the things that they imagine are better. And most of the people here are using Life Transformation System Z and the Clear Talk Manifesting Method, but it's not necessary as long as you're writing down your goals and dreams. And when you write down your goals and dreams, one of the things that happens is that you end up getting in touch with your heart's desire or your heart and soul. And so we have with us today on the line Eric Rolf, and I have gotten a lot of things mailed to me from Eric at my request to introduce him and who is he. And so I know Victoria said she looked him up on the internet, and I had thought about publishing something, you know, to the sending a letter to people. Who is this man, and why are we having him on our teleseminar? And of all the people that could be here, and, you know, what's his website, and kind of do an official who is Eric Rolf. And the way that it's turned out is right up until, you know, this very moment, it was almost like a veiled secret, and I didn't publish any of that, and I didn't even know really if Eric was going to be able to make it on the call today. And so how do I introduce this man? I think I should say, besides what his name is, that he's written a book called Soul Medicine, but that doesn't seem to really touch what he's doing with his life or who he is or how Margaret and I enjoyed, you know, exploring, finding out what he has to offer and who he is and how he thinks. And the only way that I think any of you are going to really be able to get to know Eric even a little bit is going to be by listening to him and talking to him today. And I think we should, I don't know, Eric, what should we say? Can you introduce yourself a little bit first and tell us your website? And
yeah, all right. The website is www.ericrolf.com. Actually, it's both in Spanish and English. I live in Malaga, Spain, by the way. And so most of the work that I have done in the last few years, I've done in Spanish. So the Spanish side of the website is quite full. The English side basically has the English version of soul medicine, and pretty soon the counting on your soul, the numerology of the soul. I've just about finished the translation, so that should be out in another month or two. You know, the other day somebody was introducing me, and they started commenting on a number of things that I've developed, and finally they said, well, this guy is kind of a serial creator, you know? And I like that term because it even sounds a little bit sinister. You know, the idea of creation is so marvelous, and it, in a sense, it doesn't really matter what you choose to create, as long as you get in touch with the fact that you are a creator, and that it takes the same kind of relationship with you and with who you are to create $1 million, like, you know, with your program, as it does to create good health, as it does to create good relationships. And I was really impressed, George, with what you were saying about what really matters is you write things down and you write it clearly. I recently described two new spiritual laws.
The law
one
of
called the law of
the law of clarity.
And the other is the law of clarity. And it's amazing because the law of clarity is so much about detail. Okay, and lately so much has been said about this movie, The Secret, and so forth. One thing that was never made clear with that was, you know, they say, well, your heart should be in it. Well, exactly how you can get yourself emotionally involved in your own projects. One of the ways is through attention to detail, curiously enough, you know, because in a sense you compress your attention and your energy. And, you know, I give you an example. I have a friend in Sweden who advertises that, you know, he solves problems for people with tennis elbow. You know, and he said, gee, he must be limiting himself as a healer. Well, no, he has everybody who has a problem with tennis elbow. But when they come to him, they realize he can do so many other things, so they don't only recommend him for tennis elbow, they recommend him for other things. But he has compressed this, you know, his work down into this very concrete thing which has power and then really makes other things possible, shall we say. And the same with people. You know, the more people can sort of get in touch with that creative magic and compress it into very specific actions. In soulness, I talk about the nutrients of the soul. You know, the soul doesn't get sick, but it needs to be nourished. So we're talking about conscious breathing, we're talking about meditation, we're talking about planning, detailed planning, humor, you know, which is actually a sense. You know, people talk about the sense of humor, but nobody believes that it's really a sense like, you know, seeing or touching or something. It really is. We have 10 inner senses. So, you know, we've been working on these things, and what I call imagine action. In other words, we live this art of imagine active living, the ability to visualize, to choose, to specify, create, and then manifest, and make it visible, let it become visible in our world. You know, sometimes I wonder whether we really manifest things, or we simply allow ourselves to see things that are already there. Okay, they become visible in our world.
Well,
and it's a very exciting process.
And when
I say what the specifics of the manifestation, that depends on the person. You know, when somebody has good health, they can dream, you know, but the person who doesn't have good health, he only has one dream. He wants to have good health, for example. You know, the person who has lots of money, they can think about a number of things, but they need to learn how to manage their time. And people who feel scarcity need to use their imagination. And these are the kind of things that we explore. And the intuition. Okay? How do you tune into your intuition? You know, you've had some experiences, George, both you and Margaret, with some of the work that I do, and how valuable this can be to really getting in touch with who we are right now.
Yeah.
My throat is a little drier.
Well, one of the things that, you know, we were fascinated about with working with you that ties in with advanced manifesting is this idea of the soul medicine in terms of healing the body. And I took it a step further in the sense that, you know, what you were showing us is that any physical condition that manifests is a manifestation of the voice of the soul, if I'm, you know, saying it correctly, that the soul is saying, you know, you really need to get this message about whatever.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the idea being that, you know, life or the soul speaks to us in whispers, and if we don't hear it, it talks a little louder until it shouts. And one of the ways is through, you know, bodily conditions. And it's not so much the condition, but the organs that are involved. And if you can imagine that each organ in your body is like a file, relating to a specific part of your life. You know, people who have kidney problems, where the root of that is not in the body, it's in their relationships. Specifically, your close relationships, like with brothers and sisters, or very close friends who are like brothers and sisters, problems with the knees, which everyone has had at one point or another, have to do with figures of authority, parents, material power and non-material power, and with specific events in the lives of these people in those areas. Not too many years ago, I was invited on a radio show in Cordoba, Spain, and the host showed up late and hadn't read the material, and he showed up like 10 minutes before, and he said, "Look, Eric, I'm sorry, but I haven't read the material. Could you very briefly tell me something about soul medicine so I can ask you one question, and then you can talk about whatever you like?" And so I told him, this about life whispers to you, and then it shouts, and it depends on the organ. So he said, "Well, what does the right knee represent?" And I said, "Well, the right knee basically has to do with the Father, with non-material power and figures of authority." And I noticed that his face, you know, was sort of transformed. And I said, "Well, do you have problems with your right knee?" And he said, "Yes." He says, "And I haven't spoken with my father in 6 months." Apparently they had a discussion. And I said, "Well, the important thing is now what do you choose to do about it?" You know? And he said, "Well, I'm going to call him later this afternoon." Okay, so it's a, you know, once you get in touch with what these organs are saying, it's marvelous. It's really, you feel that life is accompanying you every step of the way. And in the soul medicine book, there's the body secret code that goes organ by organ through all the organs in the body, indicating what part of your life that has to do. I remember with Margaret. Are you there, Margaret?
Yes.
Okay, we were talking the other day about, you know, your back and support and so forth, and, you know, how what we were talking about related to things that were going on in your life, you know.
They sure did.
By the way, I sent you a note. I really love your paintings, by the way.
Oh, that's kind of you. Thank you.
They were, you know, I lived in Hawaii for a while.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I lived on Maui. I sent you an email. Didn't you receive it?
I haven't even looked, sir.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Well, yeah, but your paintings are fantastic.
Oh, boy.
Really loved it. Really loved it.
So the
anyway,
thing,
getting back.
Yeah, well, you know, it's good that we're unfolding this at a certain pace. I remember a few weeks ago when we worked with Robert Camp about the destiny cards, we were on a similar track in the sense that we're dealing with the soul. The destiny is really beyond this current lifetime, and yet it's all about how things are expressing and manifesting in this current lifetime. And when we start to work with consciously manifesting, sooner or later we're going to meet up with our soul. And what is in, I call that our heart's desire. People are always talking about, you know, making your wish come true, and your wish is very close to your dream, and, you know, before you know it, you're talking about the magical qualities of this thing that a lot of people in the world talk about but don't even really know what it is or have a real relationship to. Most people know their mother or their father or their husband or their wife or human beings better than they know their own soul, which is a little bit of a strange thing if you think about it. Wouldn't you say, Eric, as far as, like, if we're talking about, you know, manifesting, isn't the soul the one that's pretty much manifested us?
that's a great point. You know, if we think of the soul as a director scriptwriter, and that which you call yourself as basically an actor, okay, that which people call George is an actor who, shall we say, follows the direction and the script provided to him by the soul. See, it's not that people have souls. It's that souls have people.
Exactly.
You know, and they express through people in this physical dimension.
And so
basically what we want to do is open up to hear, shall we say, and receive those creative impulses from the soul. When we are not listening properly, or we're blocked or whatever, that's when, you know, life speaks to us in a louder tone of voice.
So my theory is that, and I'd like to develop this for everyone in the advanced group right now today, and everyone who listens to the recordings, with an expert on the soul, again, meaning that we brought in an expert on destiny and karma with Robert Camp, and now we're talking with somebody whose life's work, I think, if I'm correct, is very much about the soul. And so...
Exploring that, you know. The purpose, you know, when you talk about destiny very often and who I am today, you're talking about what's my purpose. You know, why am I here right now today, you know, talking with you, for example.
Which is what we were wondering.
Well, you know...
I had that feeling come over.
Now, as you asked it, I've asked myself, you know, what can I offer right now? And I think that if we talk a bit about intuition, you know, in soul medicine, one of the things that I've developed is what I believe to be the only really schematized, if there's such a word, context for intuition, what it is and how it works, and our 10 inner senses. And we have a total of 15 senses that I'm aware of. Maybe we have more, but at least I'm aware of 15. Most people are aware of 5. Yeah? And a few like to talk about a 6th sense, but that becomes very nebulous because it isn't a 6th, it's several more. And the idea that when we start being able to listen and then act on that, we really deal with the two basic challenges that humans have. One is listening. You know, if you look at all of your problems, be they physical, emotional, mental, whatever, they boil down to two things. One is what I call spiritual deafness, and the other is a kind of spiritual miserliness. Basically, what it's saying is that we are here to listen and to hear, okay? To listen to the soul, to life, to, you know, the inner, that 99% of us, and put it out there and share it with the rest of humanity, which is also part of us, if you will, or, you know, aspects of ourselves. And so we're here to listen and to give. And when we're not listening, for whatever reason, then, you know, it's like anything else. It talks a little louder. Now, in order to connect with that, it's nice to know what these senses are, and how we can develop using them. You know, for example, we have 5 senses externally, which everybody's aware of, and then we have 5 senses internally, which go hand in hand with the external ones, so we can see inwardly when we're dreaming. We can smell smells that are physically not present. We can... In dreams, we can feel ourselves being touched. People who have had an erotic dream know that that's possible.
Conference recording stopped.
Same 5 inner senses. They're called the clear.
Conference recording started.
Clairvoyance and clairaudience and clairaugustance and so forth. And clairsentience. And then we have 5 other senses, which are really spectacular. One is the sense of knowing. Okay, it's like a magic button we have inside.
Wow.
I know when I'm exploring with people trying to find a cause of a condition, and we try this and we try that, and then they say something, I say, that's it. And because there's like a button that goes off, a light that blinks and turns on, says, yes, that's it. We have a sense of true identity, which is, you know, even though we're changing instant by instant, and in a sense, we're kind of a conscious tendency, still beyond all that, we do have a true identity, and we know who we are. And we know who we are, and that true identity is related more to the soul. We have our sense of multi-dimensionality, you know, the idea of other selves or parallel universes in physics and things of this sort. We have the sense of humor, okay, which we don't usually think of as a sense, but we talk about it, and that may be the most elevated sense that we have. I mean, the ego can stand everything except any kind of attack except a good laugh. My mind's got blocked. I'm trying to think of
the sense of feeling, right? That's what we're talking about? We're talking about the sense of feeling?
Sense of knowing.
And then he said the next
one. No, let's see, there's knowing, there's identity, multidimensional reality,
sense
of humor, which is the fourth one that I'm using here, the fifth one.
The
last one I usually call humor, but I can't remember the other one.
I'd like to...
I'll get back to it in a minute.
Yeah, but let's just keep...
Anyway, we have these senses, and when we start using them, okay, when we start being aware that they exist, it seems like they become stronger. It's like developing muscles, you know, and those are manifesting muscles.
Wow.
Because when we can actually get in touch with this information, then things become visible and it seems like they manifest that much more quickly. When people are looking for something, I'll give you an idea. Several years ago in Sweden, I was looking for a particular kind of jacket. It was in the fall, it was starting to get cold, and there was a particular jacket that I was looking for, a particular color. And I went to the sports stores and the department stores, and I couldn't find it. And I received a phone call one day from a couple that I knew, and they wanted me to do a session for the wife, who was ill, you know? Are you there?
Yes, we're here.
Hello.
Hello. Okay.
Generally, they wanted me to come over there, and generally, I don't go to people's houses to do sessions with them, but I also don't say no outright. I always ask myself. And so I asked myself, and I said, yes, go over there. So I went over, and as I got off the underground, the subway, instead of going to the right, which would have been the most direct way to go, something told me to go to the left, which meant I had to go around the block. But I got there, you know, with time to spare, so I was able to do this. And I didn't go maybe 100 or 150 yards, and right in a sports store window was my jacket, the color that I wanted. It turned out it was my size, and it was on sale. I mean, I walked in and bought it instantly, you know.
Right.
That was a... You know, there's where this intuition creates efficiency in action, okay?
Efficiency. Well, you use your inner senses.
Yeah, I mean, something said, you know, I was clear on what I wanted, and this was a way of, shall we say, that information of where that jacket was coming to me. And so, you know, I get this phone call from these people. I open up to it. And when I get there, something says, don't go this way, go this way. And now I've been, you know, working with my inner senses long enough, so I said, okay, well, what's the worst thing that can happen, that I have to walk an extra block again? And so, you know, there it was. There was my jacket that I had been looking for. Now, remember, I was very clear on what kind of color and jacket and so forth I wanted. So here is where, you know, we talk about it was in the world. I just didn't see it.
Okay, so
and this helped me to make it visible in my world.
Yes, okay. Now all the dots are connecting into a whole pattern as we understand what you're meaning by saying that we're not necessarily creating it. We're just, as you just described, like...
allowing it to become visible in our world.
Yes.
The jacket was there.
Yes.
In a sense, everything is already there. I was talking with a woman today that I was doing a session for on the phone, and she lives in the city of Tarragona, which is a coastal town. And I was pointing out how, you know, where she lives right in the center of town, and she lived in the cellar, in the basement, she couldn't see the ocean. But if she got into an elevator, one of these elevators like they have outdoor, you know, on the outside of buildings,
right,
that are clear,
mm-hmm,
so that if she got one of these elevators and started going up, as she went further up, why, she'd see the ocean. Well, the ocean was always there. However, you know, we have to raise our energy. We have to raise our vibration. And we do this through, shall I say, feeding the soul, conscious breathing, meditation, planning, making very clear choices, focusing and concentrating on the solutions rather than on the problems. Listening, you know, knowing that life is always talking to us in a kind of metaphoric language.
The language
and allowing
of the soul.
It to make sense, you know.
The language of the soul. Symbols,
yes, yes.
Metaphors, dreams. Even just the way that I've accustomed myself to talking with you, like we just decided that we weren't going to, you know, see if you were having trouble getting on the call. Like we just thought, you know, this is all meant to be or not meant to be, and we'll just flow with it from the power and level of the soul today. And, you know, here we are talking, and I'd like to go further with explaining to people why I invited you on the program in the first place. And I'm grateful that you could make it, but I had my own motivation in terms of assisting the people in the group by bringing an expert on the soul. Expert meaning that he's spent his time and his experience, and he knows of other people's experience from that point of view of, you know, the soul being something that's real, something that's part of our everyday life. And this has always been part of Life Transformation System Z and Clear Talk, even though I rarely mention it, because I feel that it's just going to happen to people as they go about using the process. But
sure.
I have mentioned that I don't believe that people create their own reality, even though even I will, in a conversation, talk to somebody and say, oh, yeah, create your own reality, because it's a buzzword, because it's how people understand things. There, again, it's like a collective thought form that's a vehicle for communication, but my true heart and soul is more closer to the idea that when I write something down that's a goal or a dream, I'm going through a process of connecting to my soul. And what does my soul desire? What's the plan? You know, where am I? What's the map? Where are we headed? And I'm tuning into that, not so much creating that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I follow what you're saying. There's a process that each person has. Ultimately, I think that all of our actions are aimed at what we might call our spiritual purpose. Be whatever our goals may be in the moment or long range, we're never off our spiritual path, so to speak. And the more we connect with that, the sooner, you know, things become visible in our lives. And, you know, it becomes something that has meaning, not only matter. You know, we can we can manifest things, but really, as Viktor Frankl once said, man is always looking for meaning. Well, every moment has meaning. And when we know that, then we can enjoy the process. You know, when you set a goal, you were saying something that I wanted to comment on, because when you set a goal, it's not the result that is the most important thing. It's the fact that you are committing yourself to a process, and it's about the person you will become in the process of heading toward that goal.
Oh.
This is why it's so important for people to have, you know, large goals that push their envelope. You know, the problem with people isn't that they set the limit too high and then don't make it. It's the contrary. They set the standard too low and they make it and they get comfortable there, you know.
And they what?
So it's about a relationship that you're developing.
Get comfortable.
And then result, but more than that, with a process. You know.
So it seems to me that if we want to, you know, the whole process of collective thought forms, which is what the have you manifested $1 million yet, is completely focused on the idea of using collective thought forms to manifest. And collective thought forms are, the soul is a collective thought form. Now, people can start off relating to the soul in that way, meaning the soul might be something that an individual person believes in or doesn't believe in or has a connection with or doesn't have a connection with or has a good relationship to or doesn't have a good relationship to. There's all kinds of, you know, each person relates to the soul or my soul mate or just the concept of a soul in a different way. I think one thing that people all do have some kind of experience with is that there's something on the inside, an inner voice, an inner something, that is part of manifesting. And that's what hopefully we've been expressing and working around a little bit today so far in our talk. But if we could go a little bit further in helping people perhaps to understand that beyond the soul being a collective thought form that can be tremendously helpful in advancing your success manifesting, because basically we both of us on the phone today, in the sense of Eric and myself, in my opinion, are somewhat in agreement and harmony that it's very important to the relationship you have with your soul when you're manifesting. From my point of view, I feel that all of your goals and dreams are also called another collective thought form, or a name for your goals and dreams are your heart's desire. You know, I actually like that better because it has a little more charm, a little more magic than my goals and dreams. Dreams sometimes.
You know, there, George, there's one thing that I'd like to comment on when you're talking about the collective thought form. That can be a very useful concept. I was thinking about this a couple of days ago because I received a notice on the internet, or I saw something on the internet, where now the richest man in the world is Warren Buffett. You know, he had been number one and then number three. He had been number two and then number three.
Who is it?
But now he's number one, you know? And Warren Buffett, in numerology, you know, as you know, I've developed this numerology process called soul numerology. And Warren Buffett is a number six. And number six is the number of love and communication. And I thought, well, you know, this guy, here's the guy that I'm glad to see is number one. And I mention this because we can tune into people and tune into the energy that they have in certain areas. He has this tremendous ability to manifest money, you know, to make good investments. And he's, you know, the other, not too many months ago, he gave away $31 billion to the Bill Gates Foundation, you know. So when people are talking about $1 million, you know, sort of what would Warren Buffett do, and you can sort of tune in to that thought form, which is called Warren Buffett. If you follow what I'm saying, sort of a metaphoric Warren Buffett that exists out there that can describe activities and, financial planning, if you like.
Yeah.
And so it's, in a way, it's your soul communicating again, but through that metaphor of somebody by the name of Warren Buffett, who is seems like a real, a real great gentleman. I think he's 74 years old, and he lives in Omaha, Nebraska. They call him the Oracle of Omaha. He doesn't need to be on Wall Street or, He lives in the same house he bought in 1954.
Huh. So I'm going to keep, I really like what you're saying, and I'm going to keep, we're getting close to the end of our time today. We're not there yet. We've got about as much as 15 minutes if we want to. But
George, if there's some of the audience that would like to interact, I'd be happy.
Oh, okay. Well, let's maybe open the lines for that. And I'm going to make one more push towards seeing if we can find connection on the idea that the heart's desire and the soul are one and the same. This has always been my...
Oh, yes, definitely.
You feel...
Definitely.
Yeah. And so when we're doing this manifesting, if you think about it, what you're not really manifesting anything. You're just in, although we are, but what you're doing is you're expressing your heart's desire into the material world, and that has everything to
exactly.
do with the soul. And I think this is a piece that if people could take that away from this whole entire 12 weeks, it would be, worth the whole program just to understand that this love that's pouring through each person for, doing, having, and being certain things with certain people in a certain way, that is what's called your heart's desire. It may very well be, if you just allow yourself to play with the collective thought form, and, that your heart's desire and your soul's desire for you are one and the same, and that by getting in touch with your heart's desire through this type of process of manifesting with clear talk or anything else, that you are literally tuning in to your soul's yearning or desire or wish for what it wants to manifest.
Yeah, and the word yearning is so accurate there. Because, we have this yearning. They talk about the journey home. We're looking basically to discover that, what we are is something pretty spectacular. And you can call it this oneness. You can call it the soul. And it doesn't have limits. It doesn't have limits. In fact, the whole idea of... having a specific goal which seems to free people, for example, $1 million, isn't really about $1 million. It's about the freedom and possibilities that it has and how we can begin to move in the direction of those possibilities, even not having $1 million, and it's okay to have $1 million. The thing is to move in that direction. And be clear that, what we would do with it. I mean, it's not just having $1 million and sticking it in your mattress, What would we do? What would we offer to, to our brothers and sisters in the world?
Yes. All right. Well, I think that I feel in my heart and soul that the thing that was my greatest wish for this teleseminar with Eric Rolfe today, was that we've achieved it, that we got that expressed on the recording, and that I connected with you in a way that I feel, empowered people in the group, that this is something that I've wanted to communicate to people from the very, very beginning of developing all of this stuff years ago. And this is the first time that I've ever been able to get it out so clearly with your help and your I don't know how to say it, just your presence and your authority about the subject, that truly the heart's desire and the soul's wish to manifest and the authority of the soul over the individual person's life is really what how this all lines up when it comes to this manifesting stuff. And so having done that and knowing that it's recorded, let's move on and see if we can open up anyone who...
Incidentally, George, if people want to contact me, then I can give you my email.
Yeah, let's do that right now.
It's awake895@gmail.com.
awake895@gmail.com.
Right.
Okay, and I've just taken everybody off the mute button, so the lines are...
Oh, they can talk. Okay, great.
Yep. So we've got some...
I'd like to know their name and their complete date of birth, just to make this quick.
Okay, so if anybody wants to say your name and your complete date of birth, then Eric will do his magic after that.
Well, I mean, and whatever it is you want to ask.
Yes. So the line's open for that right now.
Hi, my name is Raj Kaur.
I'm sorry, your name is what?
Raj, R-A-J.
Ah, Raj, okay. And when were you born?
Hi. Thank you for the session. It's really great to hear you. I'm born on 14 February 69.
The 14th of what month?
February.
14th of February, okay. Okay, well, you're a number 5. Okay, I don't know if you know that.
Yeah.
You're a number 5, and you know, these are very high-energy people. Okay, they're born healers, for example. People love to hold hands with them or have them give them massages because they have tremendous energy in their hands. They're able to fix things, and, you know, they're often very artistic and very creative. My wife, okay, is an Aquarius number 5. Right?
Yeah.
And she paints, and, you know, anything that breaks in the house, you know, she fixes it. I mean, she's amazing. So these are very compassionate people. The challenge that they have is that they would like to control everything because they're, you know, they want to be free, and yet, you know, that sometimes seems terrifying. But anyway, what's your question, Raj?
Actually, you said my question. You said the challenge. That's because I'm a Reiki master and I'm a healer and I really enjoy it. You described me fully very well. I would like to make that into a professionally offered service because I would like to go into that. That's what for some reason I don't know.
What are you working at now? Okay. I mean, apart from the work in Reiki, how do you, you know, what do you do otherwise? What else do you do?
Right now, I'm a stay-at-home mom because we moved countries. We moved from Dubai to Canada. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
There's been a slight change in temperature, I guess.
Yeah, very, very slight. Just the instead of the sand, it's so.
And let's see now. That change occurred how long ago?
August last year.
August of last year. Okay. Yeah. Okay. That makes sense. It's one of the things that is happening now is that, you know, that's a kind of a freedom process for you. Personally, I feel that this is an excellent time for you to organize your healing arts, all right? Reiki and other things. I think that you have other healing interests that you can combine with Reiki. And that these would be very effective. It's a matter of, you know, really organizing and planning and just doing it and just starting to do it. at first, you can do group things where, almost charging very little, but showing people how to do it. And then it's amazing. Sometimes when we give things away a little bit to a group, then people want more personal attention. And then you say, okay, well, that costs so much kind of thing. It's nice to share with people what you do. Besides, you would do it anyway. I always say that, I've got the greatest job in the world because I do what I like and I even get paid for it sometimes.
So, yeah.
This is the same sort of thing, enjoy doing it and then also organize it in such a way so that they can contribute to you as well.
Yes, the only that's what I do. That's what I did in Dubai as well. While I was working, I organized groups of people and sort of brought them into how to do meditation and stuff like that, which I see myself doing here as well. The only thing is that I don't know many people here.
Oh, that's no problem. That's exciting. Now you get a chance to make a whole bunch of new friends. On the internet, is a great place. It's a great way to meet people right in the same town where you live. And there are all sorts of. I'm sure there are a lot of people in Toronto. You're in Toronto, right?
I'm in Vancouver.
You're on the other end. Okay. Well.
Yeah.
Oh, gee, Vancouver is totally into, these kind of new age healing methods. There are all sorts of people there. You can go to any, alternative bookstore or esoteric bookstore, and, there are all sorts of meetings, and you can put up a notice, usually they have bulletin boards. You just have to start doing it one thing at a time. It's amazing the power that small actions have,
Yes.
Just putting one little notice on a bulletin board today, and tomorrow you put up another one in the grocery store, and the next day you put up something on the internet, and you develop a website. Each day you do at least one or two things, and you'll be amazed at how well, all of a sudden things will seem to, it's like, say this changes your luck, all of a sudden things are visible to you that simply weren't visible before. One thing that I would like to mention to you, and I don't know if you're aware of it, but you know that the back of your neck and the top of your shoulders is very tense.
Yes.
I don't know if you're aware of this.
It's very
tense. It's like your nervous system is very, what's the word? Overly stimulated.
Maybe I take on a lot of people's stuff on my shoulders.
No. Well, you probably are taking things on your shoulders that, again, we get back to this wanting to control everything. Maybe you are taking on things that you don't have to take on. Worrying too much about everybody kind of thing.
Yeah, it's a little lighter, or you should have seen me last year.
Well, that's good progress. That's fine.
Yeah, I'm working on it.
Okay, Raj. Well, listen, good luck.
Yeah. And yes, thank you. My
beautiful. I'm sorry, what?
I said it's my honor and pleasure to have spoken to you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yes, and thank you for spending time with us today, Eric. It's my honor and privilege also to have you not only on this call today, but on the recording that will go beyond the ears of the people who are on the call today and may very well endure for quite some time. And hopefully, as in each teleseminar, what I've been looking for is to build components that make the whole package of the advanced module. And I feel like today we accomplished a tremendous amount by working with you and your knowledge and experience. It's not always, you know, possible, of course, in a one-hour teleseminar or across countries with this type of technology to obviously, you know, tap into an entire person's body of work or something. So what I look for is to just get one great thing to happen that can make the difference in people's manifesting, and I feel mm-hmm. we've really accomplished that today. But if people want to go further with you and working with you, I'm going to remind everyone that Eric Rolf, E-R-I-C, Eric, R-O-L-F, Rolf.com is Eric's website. And I think you do book people for private sessions, is that right?
Yes.
And they would write
you on the web, you know, on the internet.
Yes, and they would write to you. So you can be anywhere in the world, and Eric will do a session on Skype or something like that, and it could change your life. And it's awake895@gmail.com to get in touch with Eric. And of course I'll be posting all of this on the blog, the milliondollarmindpower.com blog. I think I'm going to try and dig up that picture of you with the two giant crystals and put that up there so they can.
You really like that one, George.
I love that picture. They're taller.
You're going to have to come and visit me when I'm in Sedona in February.
Yeah.
And we'll go together to the Gem and Mineral Show in Tucson.
Yeah, that sounds like heaven for me. I'm going to think about that for next year.
Write it down. Okay. Write it down.
February 2009.
Early, the first week in February.
That sounds great. Okay. Well, so we're all done.
George?
Yes, hi, Victoria.
Hi, Eric. Just about your website, I found the ericrolfsoulmedicine.com is all in English. I couldn't find the English one on just ericrolf.com.
Yeah, ericrolf.com is...
Spanish.
It has Spanish, and it says entra or enter. If you hit enter, what you do is you get the sales page for the Soul Medicine book.
Oh, thank you. I managed to track down the Soul Medicine book link straight away. Thank you so much.
Oh, and thank you.
Okay.
All right, so that clarifies a little bit, too. If you're having trouble finding ericrolf.com or it looks Spanish, then just type in, I guess, a Google search for Eric Rolf Soul Medicine, and you'll find one of Eric's books that's, I think, available. Is that right?
Yeah, the Soul Medicine book is available in English.
Okay, great.
And, you know, available on the website, or they can just write to me, and it's probably faster.
Okay, awake895@gmail.com. Thank you, Eric.
Right.
We'll follow up with you maybe sometime in the next week or a few days. Let me have some time to get this recording together and post it on the blog with some of your information. And thank you so much for spending this time with us today. And thanks to everyone.
Oh, listen, it's been a pleasure. It's been a pleasure. I always enjoy talking with you, George. You know that.
Okay, and likewise, and to everyone who was on the call today, your participation is greatly appreciated. And next week, what I'm intending to do is just spend some time again. So I'd like to give people a little bit of homework here. If you're still with us right here in the, we're going overboard a couple of minutes, but I'd like you to just look at how your life has changed in alignment with what you have been manifesting or set forth to manifest when you first got in the program or started listening to these teleseminars 5 or 6 weeks ago or when you started in the pre-launch. But especially look at the time back on February 22nd when we started all of this, and just kind of, if you can, it's difficult, I know, but try and go back to that time or step out of where you are right now and look objectively as much as you can at how you're doing and how things have shifted and how you're feeling, both good and bad, and try and maybe write a comment on the blog to the post that I'll put up there for that or any of the other posts, so that we can start looking at how it's going for each individual person, and the other people in the group can see how it's going for the other people in the group. And this, I think, will help bring us across the bridge of the halfway mark, which we are just crossing right now. And that'll be something that we can start off the next half when we do Million Dollar Seven next week. We can look at how everyone's doing past the halfway mark, and this will give us build us for probably the most success that you will have had so far in the program will be in the final weeks and afterwards. And so this is we've put the foundation in, and now we're going for it. So let's take some time this week to just kind of evaluate where we're at and what's happened and how we're feeling and how our scripts that we've written have changed and things like that. And if possible, comment on the blog and share a little summary of that with everyone else as part of your process of moving forward in this Have You Manifested $1 Million Yet program. Thanks, Eric, Rolf, and Margaret, and everyone else for being
here. George, can I make one thing? It just occurred, this is a very impulsive thing.
Yes, yeah.
You know, I really enjoyed this, and if people want, I can send them 2-3 chapters, actually it's a little bit more, of my book.
Okay? Oh.
And also, there's a price on the Internet for the book, but if they write to me directly, the price on the Internet is, I think, $79.95. It's almost $80. But if they write to me directly and they mention that, you know, they're part of your program, you know, we can work out a nice discount, say $60. What do you think about that?
Oh, that sounds great. So if you want to get soul medicine and all the different parts of the body that correspond.
But anyway, I'll give them, you know, some free chapters.
Okay, so we'll start with that then.
That's first. And then if they want to buy the book, we'll give them a discount as long as they mention that they're part of your group.
Okay.
That's great.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay,
bye everybody. Have a nice week and make sure and, you know, do the evaluation if you can, and I think that will help a lot as we continue with the program. Bye for now.
Much love to everyone. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Good night.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you, everyone. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, I'm looking forward to actually hearing Dan, because he said something to me that really opened my eyes and sort of filled in a little bit of the missing blank or gave me something that I really needed to hear, something like that.